This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye. We're still here at the Riverside, and I've caught up with Ron Ismay. How are you, Ron?
Very well. I had a great day down here today.
Good. So you've just come back from a very long bike ride. Where have you been?
Well, we've had a couple of long bike rides. I've been around the west end of Leicester and around the parks and seen some really great suburbs and great cycling facilities, and some motorists who've been really respectful of bikes as well, and cyclists who are respecting the motorists. So I think it's been interesting.
Now, you did a talk earlier, is that correct?
Yeah. I was in the green tent on the main site doing a talk about promoting cycling in the post office.
Okay. Is this something that you do or you're aware of and things like that?
Well, yeah, that's something I'm passionate about at work. So I manage a site in Chesterfield with a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to encourage them to cycle and trying to infect my friends in London with the same enthusiasm.
Yeah. Now, we caught up with you, didn't we, at the bike park when you did that? Guys did the big bike ride?
Yeah, we did London to Chesterfield ride for Barnardo's last year.
Yeah. And we saw you all at the bike park. You were all branded up, weren't you? You were roughly wearing the same colour, was that right?
Yeah, we've got. I managed to get our marketing people to let me use the post office logo. We've got that on one of the shirts, so I brought that along, but I thought I'd wear my polka dots today for this hilly city.
Yeah. Do you think more and more businesses, you know, maybe due to the economy or the cost of fuel or for whatever reasons, austerity, you know, there's a million and one reasons, will start turning to sort of bikes for schemes for getting employees to work and saving money and things like that?
Well, I hope so, and that's what I'm trying to encourage. I think for people are doing it because of the cost, so I think there's more people keen to do that as individuals. I think for businesses, I think there's a great thing about tying in the sort of positive mindset, well-being, and linking. If you can cycle to work or run to work or whatever, if you're feeling a bit fitter about getting to work, you get more out of people at work, and it just makes something more satisfying. So I think there's something for the employer and the employee.
Well, I think I replied to your tweet number 100, was it your 531 reasons to use bike to work, and my number 100 for you was that my Kona Oot will have paid for itself in 9 weeks due to taxi fares. And I was saying to Anna as well from Sustrans earlier, I've only had it 3 weeks. I actually feel fitter. I just feel healthier generally. It's amazing.
Well, I think that's just a great story. It just shows why people should cycle to work and use bikes for work. Yeah. That's a great story.
So what are you doing with the 531 reasons when you've got them?
Don't know.
Will you share them with me?
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, at some point in the future then, he's going to be sharing with us 531 reasons. Brilliant, thanks very much.
Keep watching for at Roddy's Bike. Watch out, there'll be another 431 to come.
Perfect, cheers, thanks very much. Yeah.